A second part of this area focuses on the pilgrimage process, the pilgrim's attire, and their symbols during their journey, arrival and return home. Here we see symbols like the scallop shell, prominently represented by a medieval piece found in Navarra. Pilgrims' badges and the Compostela, a certificate of pilgrimage from 1650 in the Museo das Peregrinaciones de Santiago. These certificates, replacing the easily falsifiable scallop shell, authenticated true pilgrims before ecclesiastical, charitable, or judicial authorities, preventing fraud and abuse, proving the person had visited the apostolic sanctuary and performed traditional rituals. The certificate was issued by the cathedral chapter or a delegated authority, stating the person had confessed, been absolved of sins, and received communion. It included the issuer's name and dignity, with spaces for the pilgrim's name, nationality and date, signed and/or sealed. In Compostela, pilgrims bought devotional objects like jet pieces, which Compostela artisans intricately crafted and continue to do so. Jet craftsmen grouped around the cathedral's north gate until the 18th century gave the current facade its name, Atharbajería. Many testimonies, such as images of St. James, peace porters, rosaries, figures and Jacobean tradition reliefs are presented in the exhibition. Highlights include a mid-15th century Flor de Lisada processional cross of carved jet, silver and gold from the Cathedral Museum's Relic Chapel and a silver gilt and jet piece porter of the Virgen de Pilar from the first quarter of the 16th century, from the Museo de las Peregrinaciones y de Santiago. Peace porters were used mainly in the 16th and 17th centuries during the peace exchange among first row attendees, kissing these liturgical objects, particularly during Holy Week. Each church had two, one for women and one for men. Their liturgical use declined in the late 19th century and ended with Vatican II, which extended the peace greeting to all attendees after the Lord's Prayer. Another important medieval guild in the city were the money changers, converting coins for pilgrims from all over the known world coming to pray at St. James's tomb. This has allowed museums to preserve good numismatic collections through archaeology, showcasing the city's commercial splendour and cosmopolitanism. A notable example is a Tournese coin recovered from the Portico de la Gloria's vaults during its restoration, a piece contemporary with Matteo's workshop construction, likely belonging to one of its foreign workers.